Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Partly cloudy skies today with a high of 79. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows around 59. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 59.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Kansas still remains one of the best states in the nation for remote working, especially the city of Wichita being ranked one of the top cities in the country for remote work. However, many businesses say that they are wanting to get people back into the office by the end of this year, as some of the high-paying remote work jobs are beginning to fade, according to the latest studies. As KSNT News reports, that according to a study by job-seeking website Ladder, they found that high-paying remote jobs fell nearly 60% over the past year, with hybrid job availability falling 95%. As many businesses across the state say that they want people back in the office when they're looking at promotions and opportunities.
A lot of businesses and organizations I've spoken with have actually really wrestled with the idea of promotions and growth within organizations. And do people who work fully remote have the same, truly the same type of opportunities for career advancement as those that work in the office?
At American Network News.
It's Morgan, and I'm on the phone with Mike at Midwest Kia. Mike, your team has worked hard to provide your customers with a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience. For most of our listeners, it all begins with a visit to your website. I noticed some big changes online. What's going on?
That's right, Morgan. We recently updated our Midwest Express buying tool. It helps calculate payments, trade values, taxes, and more. Plus, we've added lenders who can provide full approval before you even step in the door. Those that have used the tool have saved as much as 2 hours from the typical dealership experience.
I know rebates and incentives can confuse some buyers, so does it also help with those?
Absolutely. With over 400 vehicles to choose from, we've really helped cut through a ton of the red tape, so you can focus on finding the perfect ride.
Now, that's what I call a better way to buy. If you're looking for a new ride, make sure to visit my friends at Midwest Kia and online at MidwestKia.com. As always, see why people are singing.
We want to see ya!
No disclaimer needed. Like we said, simple, transparent, and fast. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
The cast members that are still alive from the TV show Little House on the Prairie say that they are coming to the state of Kansas. As KSNT News reported, in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the show's premiere, many of the surviving cast are set to travel to Independence for a three-day event. Some of the cast members include Allison Arngren, that played Nellie Olson, Charlotte Stewart, who played Miss Beadle, Dean Butler, who played Almanzo Wilder, Wendy Lou Lee, who played Baby Grace Ingalls, Pamela Roysland, along with other cast members. The family drama started on NBC Network back in 1974 and aired until 1983, that won 4 Emmys and received 17 nominations. The event in Independence, Kansas will be held between May 31st and June 2nd, including a meet and greet followed by a VIP dinner, along with the cast sharing stories and memories with their fans. The celebration will be held at the Civic Center inside Independence Memorial Hall, with tickets starting at $6 and going up to $175 for some of the VIP events. Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. President Joe Biden has approved a major disaster declaration for counties in Nebraska's panhandle that were impacted by a severe winter storm and straight-line winds on April 6th and 7th. Governor Pillen has requested for $10.5 million for 8 counties, and damage to 2,000 power poles and highways and homes will be repaired. Aid would cover the cost of repairs for those counties. Governor Pillen said in a preliminary estimate that the cost of the damage is exceeding the $10.5 million. $6 million. In other news, Nebraska business leaders are saying that it's glaringly apparent that the state won't be able to meet its workforce need without more immigrants, asking the state to become the most welcoming place in America for those immigrants. A consulting group based out of North Carolina produced a trio of reports, one examining how Nebraska stacks up against their peer states in an array of areas, and another zeroing in on the manufacturing industry. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Memorial Day services were held Monday at Marysville City Cemetery. Recognition was given. Three remaining servicemen on the post 163 American Legion roster from World War II, including Chuck Tryon, Jerry Bernard, and Vance Monicky, who were interviewed recently and will be recognized as Ike's Boys during a recognition next month planned in Abilene, signifying the 80th anniversary of D-Day, June 6, 1944. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week spoke with the sheriff and construction manager for a proposed jail project and are considering an option to build new administrative offices east of Marysville at the 11th Street location and contracting outside counties for prisoner containment. The construction manager will work on an estimated cost and meet with the architect for design drawings. Washington County Commissioners moved forward hiring Ryan Kern as Economic Development and Tourism Director starting June 3rd at a salary of $59,000 annually to be funded through $120,000 budgeted in recent years that was given to Washington County Economic Partnership. A breakdown of that funding is to be finalized. Dylan Keim of Seneca has filed for state representative for the 62nd District, which includes Nemaha, Brown, and a portion of Jackson counties. Currently serving as Nemaha County Commissioner, Keim will face fellow Republicans Sean Wilson of Holton and Dorothy Goodman of Sabetha in the August primary. Marysville City Council met Tuesday and heard a request from the police chief to adopt a trap-neuter release program for feral cats. The city does not have a holding facility, and Pony Express Vet Clinic cannot take more at this time. Several calls each week come in. The process would allow the cats be returned after neutering at a rate of $100 to $125 each. Alternatives were discussed, and a motion to amend the current ordinance that says the city shall pick up a feral cat be changed to they may pick up. That was passed on a 6-1 vote. Conversation with vet clinics was suggested to negotiate price. A nuisance resolution was passed for cleanup and mowing for a property at 1222 Broadway. The city swimming pool is now open noon until 8 p.m. daily. Concerns with material being left at the brush dump site was outlined. Only trees, brush, grass, and leaves may be left. Video surveillance is being tracked. City administrator asked council priority regarding request for proposals received for the commercial buildings on the Kester block. Councilman Jeff Keating spoke of concerns with selling the properties, the potential for future default on improvements. He noted current expenses for taxes, insurance, and maintenance, perhaps $25,000 annually, and suggested a long-term lease as opposed to outright sale with Frontier Property Management, who is chosen from among three interested parties. Marysville Chamber and Main Street is planning to host tours of the upstairs properties on the block next Thursday evening, June 6th, that will be open to the public. The Kester House Foundation and Advisory Board will have a representative involved in any negotiations, and heirs of the Kester family were also included during recent conversations. A deadline for the June meeting for a separate request for a proposal for the former restaurant on the Kester block was approved at the last council meeting. The Water and Sewer Committee met last week. Among discussion was party line sewer connections that are in place and how those would be approached and how responsibility would be determined in case of failures. Improvements on South 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads will be slow, with a comprehensive approach necessary to significantly complete the project. 11th Road should be open for bids in the near future, and the mayor summarized the work would not be cheap. The mayor matter has been a source of contention for Eastside residents for a number of years. Melvin L. Dorf, Sr., age 83, of Burchard, passed away May 22nd. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at American Lutheran Church in Philly. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery, Beatrice. Visitation Wednesday, 2 until 8. Family friends Wednesday from 6 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Melvin Dorf, Sr. Charles F. Charlie Griswold, age 94, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Charlie Griswold. Betty Kasich, age 85, of Lewiston, passed away Sunday. A graveside service is planned Friday, 2 p.m. at the Evergreen Home Cemetery in Beatrice, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Betty Kasich. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken salad, baby bakers, strawberry spinach salad, mandarin oranges, and a cookie. Tomorrow, ham loaf, scalloped potatoes, peas, and fruit cocktail. KUNY News time is 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy skies overnight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely into Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still some rain possible throughout the day on Friday, cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid-70s. And rain showers may continue into Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly sunny and a bit warmer into Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then another chance for some scattered showers throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Rain showers may continue on and off throughout Sunday, otherwise sunny and warmer with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then rain showers still continue into Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. And more rain still possible on Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 81. Record high on this date, 102. The average low, 59. The record low, 34. Sunset this evening, 8:46. Sunrise in the morning at 6:04. Another mild start, 59 degrees, sunny skies. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 29th of May. KUNY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Farmers, control planting season this year with Wagner Custom Planting of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Top-notch equipment and experience that'll save time. Call 402-618-4404. precision planting, and specially tailored solutions for any sized operation. Wagner Custom Planting ensures exceptional results come harvest. Call Dylan at 402-618-4404 and let him handle the stress of planting season. Elevate your planting experience and maximize your farm's efficiency with Wagner Custom Planting.
ABC Sports. This is Rich Cantu. The Timberwolves live to fight another day.
Rebound Washington, Irving in the corner. Washington left wing with 5 seconds. His three, no good. Doncic got the rebound. He gets it blocked, and the game is over, and the Minnesota Timberwolves stay alive.
The final call from Dallas on ESPN. Anthony Edwards led all scorers with 29, nullifying Luka Doncic's 28-point triple-double. Minnesota wins Game 4, 105-100, cutting their series deficit to 3-1. Head coach Chris Finch on staying alive.
We've been a resilient team all year. I think, you know, we didn't lose. We never lost three in a row until we got to the playoffs. We never lost four in a row. Guys, you know, respond. It's a fun team to coach because they believe that they can always win no matter what.
The Wolves head to Minneapolis looking to keep the series alive again in Game 5 on Thursday. No team has ever come back down from 3-0 in an NBA playoff series. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup East Finals in Sunrise, Florida. A third straight overtime game. Just a minute 12 in, Sam Reinhart would even the series with the winner.
Reinhart back out to Verhage across Montour. Kachuk right side, half court, down to the line. Montour down low, Barkov in front. Reinhart a shot, and he scores! The overtime winner here in Game 4! And this series is tied! Sam Reinhart from right out in front on the power play! 3-2! The final
on WQAM. Panthers win 3-2 to tie the series at two games apiece. The Panthers and Rangers heading back to New York. Game 5 on Thursday. Major League Baseball will incorporate Negro League stats into its records, meaning names atop some of the career leaderboards will change. Most notably, Josh Gibson will top Ty Cobb as baseball's career batting average leader. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one? We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery? We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Crystal with Sunflower Medical Clinic. I want to invite you and your child to participate in free sports physicals Saturday on June 8th and June 15th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Please call us at 785-619-6078 and schedule your appointment today. We are located just off Broadway in downtown Marysville.
What makes Tony's Meat Market in Marysville exceptional? It's you, the customer. The highest quality meat selection with prices that won't break the bank. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday and find yourself the perfect cut of beef, pork, or chicken for all your grilling summer needs. Special orders available, a drive-up window for your convenience, and a friend from the first visit. Swing by Tony's Meat Market on Highway 36 in Marysville and come see me, Tony, the meat man, and the rest of the crew and get your grilling party kicked off right.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. 12 days after closing above 40,000, the Dow Jones yesterday lost another 217 points and fell back to 38,853. The S&P finished up a fraction. The NASDAQ composite closed above 17,000 for the first time. The NASDAQ performance was powered by a rally in tech giant NVIDIA, whose stock surged by as much as 5% during the Tuesday session. Investors see plenty of appetite for NVIDIA's principal product, the chips behind artificial intelligence. Despite sky-high demand for travel, American Airlines has slashed its sales outlook for the second quarter, saying it expects unit revenues to fall by as much as 6% from Q2 of last year. The carrier also has let go of its chief commercial officer. And Britain's Royal Mail has been around for over 500 years, delivering letters and parcels to every part of the United Kingdom. Now, the owner of Royal Mail has accepted a $4.6 billion offer to sell to a Czech billionaire. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Wednesday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we get this Wednesday day of trade just about underway, of course, opening bell not quite struck yet, but let's go ahead and take a look at how things finished up yesterday, as well as a quick dive through the overnight session here this morning on a shortened trading week. Well, we'll go ahead and give you a nice recap of how things finished up in the livestock. Cattle markets were mostly higher. Mixed choppy trade in the hogs, eventually finishing lower for both June and July. June hogs down 47 at 93.80. July was down 70 cents at 96.52. As mentioned, the cattle markets really did well yesterday. June live cattle up 85 cents at 184.55. We saw August go up 70 cents to 181.82. A whale of a day for the feeders. August feeder cattle up 437 by the close, up to 264.60. September went up 395 at 265.70. Into the grains, it was a mixed finish yesterday. Here, quite a bit of weakness as we see pretty much across the board, a little lower. We'll start the row crops with the soybeans. July beans down 2 3/4 at 12.26 and 3/4. August down 3 at 12.26 a bushel. Now, July meal is up 10 at 376.70, but the rest of the complex is lower. And July soybean oil up 9 points at 45.61. Cotton, though, a bit weaker. July cotton down 60 at 81.83. Into the corn, also a bit weaker. July corn down 1 1/4 at 461 1/4. Through the overnight session, September down a penny at 470 1/2. Spring wheat's higher, but Chicago and Kansas City are trending down. July Kansas City wheat down 6 1/4 at 725. September down 6 1/4 to 738 1/2. Oats are higher. July up 0.25 cent to 377 1/4. Energy markets are mostly green. Crude oil up 61 cents at $80.44 a barrel. Unleaded gas is up a penny to 252 a gallon. Heating oil up 1 to 247. Though natural gas is down 2 at 256. Gold's down 1260 to 2344.10. Silver's down 3 at 3210. And the dollar index up 20 points to 104.74.
It's race week at the Beatrice Speedway this Friday night with the Melvin Banks Super Late Models races. Hot laps start at 6:30 with races running at 7. $20 for an adult ticket with kids 11 and under free. Experience the power of the Melvin Banks Super Late Models along with modified Sport Mod, Stock Car, Hobby Stock, and Compact races. Grab a seat and strap on in this Friday night at the Beatrice Speedway. Race time starting at 7 p.m.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Volunteer corn, or corn left over from past crops, affects yields and may require additional management from Kansas growers. K-State Extension weed specialist Sarah Lancaster outlines her main concerns with volunteer corn.
So when I think of volunteer corn, I think about a couple of things. Number one, I think about volunteer corn is a weed, right? A weed is something you plant out of place, and even though that corn was a crop last year, it's still a weed this year. The other thing that I think about with volunteer corn goes back to that fact that it was a crop last year. Anytime we're dealing with volunteer crops as a weed, really I think about the fact that that weed should have been in the combine and in the bin and then sold last fall, instead of being now something that I have to spend more money on to control this year.
She discusses volunteer corn control options, which includes planting herbicide-resistant corn for next year.
Some things to think about would be letting the corn come up and then trying to kill it before you plant your corn. There are a few herbicide options that would be effective, but one of the things that we can really think about is taking advantage of new herbicide-resistant traits. We don't have a ton of Enlist corn hybrids that are being marketed heavily in Kansas right now, but indications are we're going to start to see more. So we're familiar with Enlist soybeans. We're familiar with Enlist cotton. Enlist corn is corn that is resistant to Roundup, Liberty, Assure, and also 2,4-D. So the key piece there is Assure, right? So Assure is a herbicide that controls grasses very well. It's one of our volunteer corn products and soybeans, right? So if we can if we have a field with a serious volunteer corn problem, we can switch to an Enlist hybrid for this year, and then we can use Assure to control last year's corn that was not resistant to Assure.
Lancaster relays that volunteer corn can be found in other crop fields like soybeans and mentions its impact on yields.
Volunteer corn and soybeans can be a serious problem. You know, a lot of that has to do with weather conditions at harvest. And if we have a bad year for a corn crop and a lot of, you know, light corn kernels and things of that nature, there is a little bit of research that talks about, you know, how much does volunteer corn hurt soybean yield. So some figures are up to about 8 or 9%. When you have one plant of volunteer corn per every 10 square feet in your field.
That was Sarah Lancaster, Kansas State University Extension Weed Specialist, on managing the effects of volunteer corn. Learn more in a recently published K-State Agronomy e-update article titled, Plan Now for Volunteer Corn Control. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Berries will soon be busting out all over. We will share some tips for picking the best of the crop on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 29th, the 150th day of the year. Actress Annette Bening has a birthday, and John F. Kennedy, our 35th president, was born on this day in 1917. Berry season is upon us, so here's a quick refresher on getting them at their best. Right now, it's peak season for boysenberries and blackberries. The key to picking the best is by their shine. As they age, they lose their luster. June will be prime strawberry season. There are what you see is what you get berry, as they don't ripen off the vine. The best strawberries are red and heavy for their size. Later in the summer, raspberries and blueberries will abound. Avoid mushy ones by looking for bright colors and firm shapes. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find plenty of tasty recipes at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 61 degrees. Repeat highs in the low to mid 80s and abundant sunshine on a beautiful Wednesday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Jayhawks are set for their baseball championships as they go into the NCAA regionals starting at the end of this week and going through the weekend after falling to the number 8 Oklahoma Sooners during the Big 12 baseball championships. They went 2-for-2 overall in the baseball championships for the Phillips 66 Big 12 Conference as they ended up winning over Kansas State in game number 1 with a 2-1 victory, losing against number 8 Oklahoma in game 2, 5-7, winning against TCU in game 3, 11-10, and falling again to the Oklahoma Sooners to be out of the tournament in the semifinals with a 6-8 loss. The regionals for the NCAA tournament starts on May 31st. With brackets set to be announced. Kansas City Royals are moving through game number 3 of their 4-game series against the Minnesota Twins on the road. That first pitch tonight at 6:40. Tomorrow wraps up with a day game for the fourth game of the series at 12 o'clock. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 baseball team opened the season at Clifton Tuesday. Marysville won the opener 13-1, lost the nightcap 11-6. Post 163 at Seneca Wednesday, games at 6 and 8 p.m. Home opener at Feldhausen Field Sunday, hosting Donovan County with the doubleheader games at 3 and 5 p.m. Our continuing coverage of the state track meet, this feature today, Lynn and Hanover.
Continuing to highlight the area track athletes from last Saturday's state meet in Wichita, the Hanover Wildcats once again had a repeat state champion in their midst. Junior Anna Juniman was able to claim gold for the second straight year in the Open 400. while also bringing home gold in the 200 and third in the 100. With a fourth place finish in triple jump and an eighth place finish in the 400 from freshman Gracie Bruna and senior Tessa Losey's 13th place finish in her final meet, the girls' team finished fifth, one of three TVL teams to finish in the top five. The lone boy qualifier for the Wildcats, senior Cameron Juneman, found himself finishing eighth in triple jump. Sending two athletes to the state meet last week, both Lynn Bulldogs improved off their appearances last year. Senior Carissa Cole ended her high school career with an eighth place finish in discus, while junior Connor Oldie finished top nine in both boys triple jump and the open 800. Stay tuned all week as state track recaps from area TVL athletes and Marysville athletes will continue here on KNDY.
Could radio be right for you? If you're considering a career move that can put your skills to work in an interesting and impactful way, call us today at KNDY.
We are looking to round out our team with the right individual who wants to make a difference in communicating news and information while providing entertainment and all while supporting and building our local businesses.
Perhaps you or someone you know has some radio or media experience.
Perhaps you have a talent that you'd like to share.
Tell us what you bring to the table and let's see if we're the right fit for you. Upfront, our small market approach does demand a multitask individual who's willing and able to grow, learn, and adapt.
We'd be particularly interested in those outgoing, creative personalities. A background with technology and multimedia applications would be helpful.
But any past experience or career interest in radio, small business development, marketing, and communications would be considered. This could be part-time or full-time, depending on your level of experience and expectations.
Since a major focus of radio is helping businesses succeed and grow through effective marketing, any background or interest in this area is especially helpful.
Again, give us a shout if you or someone you know is interested in joining us at KNDY. We're a longtime, locally owned and operated business and offer a fun, fast-paced environment with flexibility and long-term rewards.
Learn more on our website, kndyradio.com. Then reach out with your questions and/or application today.